Now, Choctaw artist Waylon Garry Whitedear will make a guest appearance in Fair City this Sunday. He plays himself, and he'll be returning to Carrickstown as a birthday surprise for Cass, played by Eamon Morrissey. We welcome Waylon Garry Whitedear into studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ray. Great to be here.
Yeah, lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
Can I call you Garry or...?
You can call me Waylon.
Waylon, right.
Yeah, or you can call me Garry.
Right. Which do you prefer?
I just don't call me late for dinner.
Hey!
No. So, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't matter.
I call you Waylon then.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I prefer Waylon. Yeah.
Well,
so, you were on Fair City how long ago?
And before this time,
yeah,
it was like 12 years.
Yeah.
So, every 12 years, I get work with RT.
And you're playing yourself.
And I was thinking, you know, how can I mess this up? You know,
play Well, the old people in the acting profession, Waylon, say that playing yourself is the most difficult thing to do.
Really?
That's what they say actors do. Yeah, actors.
Is that right?
Now, let's get the wording here. So you don't like Native American.
Well, I personally don't, but there's loads
yes.
of people
what
that would
prefer?
Answer to that. Well, I like Choctaw in the
yes.
same way that you might like Irish.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't have anything against Americans, but I'm not an American. These are folks that came and stayed a little bit too long, I think.
And you were there first.
It seems to be the case, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
what was it like growing up as a Choctaw?
In Oklahoma, it was all right. They thought I was a Choctaw. I moved to my parents moved to California for a wee bit, and then I started growing up as a Mexican or a Chinese person.
Ah, yeah, they mistook you for.
They did, yeah, yeah. So I think as a Choctaw person, I have to say that back in the day, there wasn't this emphasis on Indians like they are now, except in the movies. There were plenty of cowboy Indian movies, and so it was no big whoop. But today, I think that younger people have more of a pride in who they are. At least I hope they do.
Yeah, because when I was growing up in the 70s, and there were those cowboy and Indian movies, the Indians were always the baddies, weren't they?
Well, sort of. It sort of changed with Soldier Blue in the 70s.
Right.
Where it was kind of more sympathetic. And then you had Little Big Man and then who knows what else. And I think it finally sort of culminated in Dancing with Wolves.
Yeah. You know?
There was a sequel
Kevin
to
Costner.
that they didn't make, Dancing with Dobermans. So I think it all... sorry. I don't. But anyway,
what is the essence? The other way, you know, we would say sometimes that we're similar to Australians and people from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Our temperament, you know, as a nation.
Okay.
So as the Choctaw Nation, what do you reckon is your defining? And I know that's a generalization, but
yeah.
You know, like the Irish are seen as outgoing and up for a bit of crack. And
well, there was a book called Choctaw Social and Ceremonial Life by this guy named John R. Swanton. And he was talking about, you know, what would characterize Choctaw people. So he was talking about these other tribes, you know, high military prowess and great ceremonial life. And then he said, but when a student comes to the Choctaw, they are left with a feeling of powerful indefiniteness. It's in print.
Powerful indefiniteness.
Yeah, yeah, powerful indefiniteness, yeah. Yes. And I don't know. I kind of like that.
Wait, does it suit you, that description?
It suits me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'll go along with that.
Yeah, yeah. That's a nice one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People may or may not know the story, but the Choctaw people back at the time of the Irish famine, although they were going through rough times themselves, had a whip round. That's what we call it here, a whip round.
All right.
And they raised $170 and they bought wheat, is it, and sent it over to Ireland to help the Irish?
Yeah, they heard the story.
Yeah.
And so they were moved by the story of a people that they had never met before in a country they had never been to before that were suffering much the same as they had just a few years previous on our Three Trails of Tears. So we, too, lost a quarter of our population. We, too, were turned out in eviction, you know. The Trail of Tears, very similar maybe to famine roads, you know, here in on the island of Ireland, you know, during that time. And so when they were prevailed upon by a group calling themselves the Memphis Committee, who were out canvassing the region for funds for Ireland, They gave all they had on that day. It was a kind of a distribution day, I think. They were getting a little bit of money for their final removal treaty. So on that day, they gave all they had for Ireland. It was, I'm told, used by wheat. There was a professor at Stonehill College in Boston who said it was loaded on a ship called the Macedonian and then unloaded in Kingstown. That we now know as Dunleary.
Yeah.
So that's kind of...
You see, that is seismic, though, isn't it? Because you had nothing. Your people had nothing. And yet chose to help other people in need.
Yeah, I think...
How do you explain that?
Well, I had been asked that before, and so I started thinking, you know, how did I grow up, you know, regarding food? And we were taught that that's the best thing you can do for someone is feed them because you're extending human life. So it's a sacred act in a way. Even if you're you know, offering someone something to eat in your home, it's a sacred act. And so at that time, I think our Choctaw people were more into the sacred, you know, the sacred nature of things. And so when they heard about human life and suffering, they seemed to not have a hesitation about it. So that long ago link is what brings us here now. I like to call it an arrow through time.
And you've represented that in your art. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, have you? Oh, yeah. Thanks very much.
Your art is amazing.
Thanks. Yeah, too bad we can't show it on your show.
No.
We could try.
Just have to take my word for it. Waylon. Well, it's very good.
You're very kind. Yeah. You're very kind. I have a painting in O'Donnell Castle in Donegal Town, a real big one. That's the only one that comes to my head.
And in keeping with the characteristics of your people, you are a bit all over the place, as in, in a good way.
All over the shop.
All over the shop. So you're in Cavan at the moment. You're going to be on Fair City on Sunday. You used to be in Donegal. So where do you say home is now for you?
Well, I lived 4 years in Gaeltacht in Donegal. So, you know, my heart's in Donegal. My heart's in all the right places, actually. And so I would live there again, you know, if I were going to come to Ireland. But maybe other places too. Cavan, I'm finding out, is a great place.
Lovely place.
Just a lovely, lovely place.
There's a lake for every day of the year up there.
That's what they said. I found that out yesterday. There's 362 lakes around, Cavan.
There's an old ruin of a castle in the middle of one of the lakes. You can get a kayak out to it, yeah.
Oh, geez. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Then they're talking about these underground spring tunnels that you can boat through.
Right.
You know, from the north, you know, in the Cavan. And that's amazing.
Before I let you go, what about Choctaw people now and their future?
Well, Choctaw people are divided. There's a bunch in Mississippi, the most traditional among us. There are loads of Oklahoma Choctaws, and there's some in Louisiana as well. I think if you're talking about community culture, you're talking really about a series of Gaeltacht-like, areas.
Yes, yeah.
And just like the Gaeltacht here.
Little pockets of...
Yeah, little pockets, you know, if you're really talking about Choctaw community culture. You're talking about, language and, you know, trying to hold on to that as a community language, Choctaw language, talking about our dance ways and so forth that seem to be in revival mode at the moment. So I would say there would be a Choctaw identity 100 years from now.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Now, Waylon's going to be on Fair City for the second time playing himself this Sunday night.
How can I mess that up?
Theme tune to Fair City, just to play us out.
Yeah,
I met Waylon Gary White Deer many years ago, and he visited our home in Galway. We also bought a painting of his as Kay. So there you go.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kay.
Waylon, lovely to meet you.
Well, it's lovely to meet you too.
The next time you're in town, you might come in, we'll have a longer chat.
We'll do that.
Will you? Okay.
I'm happy about that.
Right, okay. See you, Waylon. Right,
yeah. We'll see you later.
Nice to see you, Waylon.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Waylon's on his way out. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on Drive Time. See you, Waylon. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. Bye.